Time for a channel seed harvest update. For that, we turn to field sales representative Josh Urich. And Josh covers the central Michigan area, a wide swath of central Michigan, where the conditions probably are dictating a lot of variability as far as harvest results, Josh. First of all, let's talk about progress. And we don't have any specific USDA numbers, but overall, how do things seem to be progressing in your view?
Yeah, so I do cover a pretty wide swath, but across my assigned geography, I would say soybeans are just about completely wrapped up. I would say for all intents and purposes, they are. And then corn has progressed very quickly on the eastern side of my geography, and then in the central and south central part of my world, it's really just getting started.
Well, we're anxious to hear what yields are looking like. I'm sure it is variable. On the high end and the low end, what kinds of numbers are you seeing? Let's start with corn.
Yeah, so on the corn side, it is extremely variable, and it was dictated almost completely by the amount of rainfall or lack of rainfall that those fields received during the growing season. High end, I've heard 280, and low end, I've heard 80. So a wide swing, and that really depends on, again, the soil structure. You know, what type of soil it was, and then how much rain that they received during the year.
Massive separation, 280 to 80. Let's shift over to soybeans and kind of the numbers that you're hearing. And also, I will ask you to go out on a limb, at least in your area, and maybe guesstimate what kind of final yield we could be looking at on the optimistic side of things.
On the soybean side, Andy, I would say, again, a pretty wide swing, 30 bushel all the way up to, you know, upper 70s and maybe even just touching 80 in certain pockets. If I were to pick a number that I think is going to cover my entire geography, it's going to settle right in there at 50 bushel, which would be a little less than what we would hope and anticipate. But given the conditions that this crop went through, I think there's a lot of people that were pleasantly surprised just knowing what type of environment they came through.
Switching back to corn as harvest continues, their standability, is it a concern at this point that we can make it through and get to every possible bushel?
Yeah, I appreciate you calling that out. So yeah, the crop that we have left in this field certainly does have some concerns for continued standability. We did receive a pretty significant burst of wind through a big portion of my world yesterday. I've not yet been out in the field as it's still raining here to see if there was any casualties from in the crop from that wind, but I heard gusts of over 55 miles per hour. So my recommendation is to for our farmers and folks that are helping those farms is to get out and scout those fields and certainly prioritize harvest according to, you know, what that crop is dictating, because there is certainly concerns from all of the cannibalization of the stock going through this drought that it's not going to be there at the end. So it's something that we really do have to pay attention to.
And if you could stick a number on what corn may look like at the end of the season, I know that's going out on a limb, way out there on a limb, but what might that number be?
Yeah, that's way out there, I would say, because it doesn't take a whole lot of zeros to bring a number down, right? So yeah. I think in a big portion of my world, and honestly, we're quite blessed with some high yield environments, but I do not think that we're gonna even really sniff that 200 number, probably 175 to 180 across my entire geography, which again I think is better than expected, but certainly not what was hoped for.
All right. Well, what we do hope for is a safe harvest the rest of the way for all of the farmers out in the fields. We appreciate the update, Josh.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And let's do hope and pray for a continued safe harvest.
Josh Urich, field sales representative for Channel Seed, covering the central Michigan swath. Josh joining us with a harvest update today here on Michigan Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank.